Hello, welcome once again to the Candid Cast. I'm still hosting my friend and brother, Dr. Godwin Ehigamusa, founder of Lapo Microfinance Limited. You are welcome, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. You've been a very big blessing to us in the Candid Cast and to the Nigerians and the Nigerian society as a whole, with what you have done in the financial space, with lots of testimonies following. You said in one of your writings that business ownership is more of a responsibility than a privilege. But the story outside is that once you become a business owner, you become a big man, you can drive big car, you can own. How is it a responsibility?
Well, let's segment it to the growth path of the business. The earlier the business segment of the business, the more of a responsibility. I counsel people that very early don't begin to feel that you have arrived. Okay? Because anybody that have arrived obviously will not move forward. So a responsibility is that the survivor of the business is your responsibility. And I also say at times that the continuous well-being of your staff is your responsibility as well. If the business fails, people obviously will be retrenched, and that has implication for their well-being. So when you have that in mind, then you begin to look at taking action. I practically, I used to put it this way, that you must even work harder than your employees when you are beginning. You should be the first person to be in the office. And it's possible you'll be the last person, you know, to be. In terms of accountability, they don't have the feeling that because you are the owner, you are not accountable. Accountable probably for the finances, accountable for action, accountable for whatever you do, you know, performance. So it should also be very, very important. Because if you, again, the whole issue of protection of your assets, in most cases, very early, you find people actually, owners, at becoming a danger to the business in terms of, you know, assets, the business assets. You know, you take whatever it is. So if you diligently address those issues, the employers will follow you. Yeah, that is what. But the other segment is that when your business become big, and then you want to pay back, you want to pay what you actually lost when you were starting the business. It could also be. But at the same time, never take your hand away from the handle of accountability, the handle of working extremely hard, and for the handle of protecting the asset or the business through prudent living.
Thank you, sir. The people set up business with a view to improving their personal well-being. That's why I say the reason for setting up business for most people is to be able to pay their bills.
Yeah.
Their personal well-being takes priority. How do we marry this to the idea of delaying gratification?
Yes. Let's take it this way. When you start a business, your well-being, obviously, you want to take care of your family, you want to take care of that.
Yeah.
You know, they become, you know, prominent. Then what? When you start a business, you need to quickly put a line between your business and your personal life. But more importantly, even your personal life, drawing from the business, you need to quickly put a line between what is needed and what are your wants. Okay? You need to quickly. So obviously, when you start, your needs should be met. You know, need for food, for shelter, for that school fees for the children and a few other things. Those things obviously be met. But at the very point, you need to guard against your wants. It is at that point people think that you have to delay the gratification of those needs.
Of the wants.
Of the wants, I mean.
Yes.
The gratification of the want, not the need.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you need to be careful not to. So put those gratification of those needs, I mean, of those want, forward. Why is it put forward? The understanding is simple. My mother used to always tell us that whatever you can only afford 3-4 years to come, if you struggle to have it now, it will destroy not only you, it will destroy the business.
Wow.
So that is a very way of expressing fact that early gratification of want can be damaging to the business. So you when it now comes to how do you enjoy your reward?
Yes.
You know, when you talk about rewarding yourself. And I think that is the ultimate. You know, there is a difference between those who start and grow up their business. The reason for this is a simple thing. That's the first thing you have to. When you started a business, people obviously earn or take out of the business less than about 10%, 30% of their effort.
Yeah.
When you value what they put in, 10%. Maybe at times it comes to 50%. It comes to that. But when the business become big, you take even more than the effort you now put in. But you are paying the arrears.
Yeah. Okay.
At that time, you are paying the arrears, and that is the best way to handle a business, because it can take care of not only your need, it can now take care of not even your own want, it can take care of the need of other persons. So that should be an approach. The rule is this: put whatever wants that can damage the business immediately, put it off, and it will be good for you and good for the business.
Thank you very much, sir. So I've realized that what kills business when we are talking about delayed gratification is not gratifying your needs, but gratifying your wants. Because the business owner, to sustain the business, you must wear cloth, you must eat food, you must
pay school fees for children.
Yeah, you must pay your children's school fees. So when we are talking of delayed gratification, we are talking about delaying the wants.
The wants.
Like a bigger car, bigger house.
Holidays.
And by the time those things start coming, you discover that even if you are taking 1% of the business to gratify those things, they will be more than gratified.
Exactly. That's what
every good thing is worth waiting for. That's what I'm picking from you. That if it is good, then it should be waited for.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's finally, before we round off this segment, one of the statements that you must not neglect yourself. We've started talking about it, but I want more details.
Yeah.
Do not neglect yourself.
Yeah. In my book, I decided to make it the last chapter, chapter 12, for emphasis.
Okay.
You know, the first thing is this: the business owner is the most important entity within the business.
Okay.
And his presence, you know, is there. He charts he's at the center, is the heartbeat of the business. He charts at times the direction. He is the one that mobilizes, is the one that takes care of making sure that the business is going. And if for any reason of absence or permanent disability or what of any nature, the first impact, the first entity, the business will be take the impact. And when you see that, therefore, you begin to think about yourself. But unfortunately, the craze, that worry, that to build a business, there's the tendency for the business people, you know, not to take care, pay more attention to themselves and various dimensions of their lives, inclusive of their family. So it is for that reason we always say that the first casualties of extreme success are the family and, of course, marriage. Mm. Okay? So when you see extremely successful people, that most extremely successful people, they have major regret at the end of attaining the height they were struggling to get to, and in the process neglect those things. That is their biggest regret. Yeah. And no matter how much you have, I tell people that when you get to a certain age in life, things that actually gives you joy, especially if you are successful, is no longer the big house you have. It's no longer the fancy house you have, the neighborhood you are. It is the condition of your family, especially the condition of your children. So in order to, and yourself, health is also another casualty. So what therefore you do is very simple. Realize that this body we are carrying, this body, is the most delicate machine ever made. Okay. So like every machine, it has to be maintained, it has to be taken care of. So beginning with a various dimension, there are dimensions of a human being. Let me quickly just go through them. Okay. You have the physical, you have the religious, you have the mental, you have the social dimension, financial dimensions. So the first thing is that the physical dimension is about taking care, do exercises, go for a medical checkup, no matter how what it is. And if you detect anything wrong, just like you detect anything wrong with your car, you take it to the mechanic. You give the body rest. Eat well.
Eat healthy.
Healthy, of course. And then ensure that you do not have harmful habits. There are some harmful habits like alcoholism and whatever it is, becomes a major issue. Then that is about the social,
the physical
dimension. Yeah. There is the spiritual dimension. Okay. You know, you must be able to have a strong commitment to whatever you hold supreme within the faith. You can enhance that by fasting, prayer, or whatever it is. You equally have the social dimension, building up networks, social capital, that can also helpful, and you have the intellectual, renew your mind, and of course the social. But what is important is this, it's not just the dimension I've said, it's the way you balance them. It must be. So if you want to be extremely spiritual, so spiritual that you neglect the social dimension, it's not going to be well with you. So to be able to build a total woman, a total man, these various dimensions, physical, spiritual, social, intellectual, financial dimension must be balanced.
Thank you very much for coming. It's great to get an understanding of what we have just gone through in this episode. And this is where we'll be closing the Candid Cast for today. Thank you for coming.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thank you so
your time. It's
thank
been a whole lot of sacrifice.
Thank you.
And we are richly blessed by it.
Yeah.
Though your life has been a life of sacrifice all along.
Thank God.
This is one of those things you have done to contribute to Nigeria and to the human race.
Thank
because
you,
the video will go throughout the world and everybody will see it. They say internet does not forget.
I know, it doesn't.
Once it's uploaded, the generations to come will still have something to learn from your contribution. And for our audience, we thank you for staying tuned. For those who have not subscribed, take time to click the notification button and do like and share the video. God bless you.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes ahead.
We appreciate your support and can't wait to share more insights with you soon.